ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்காணி வாக் பிராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணம் அஸ்து அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதே ய உபநிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தேமயி சந்தூம் தேமயி சந்தூம். ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸோ இன் தி லாஸ்ட் வெபினார் வி கன்க்ளூடட் தி 12th செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் சாந்தோகி உபநிஷத் சாப்டர் 7. அண்ட் வித் த 12th செக்ஷன் சனத்குமாரா டாட் 12 உபாசனாஸ் டு நாரதா. And all of them are Pratika Brahma Upasana. And each of the later Upasanas is upon the Karanam of the former one. So we have been traveling from Karyam to Karanam. Naturally, Karanam is more extensive than Karyam. And therefore it becomes closer to Brahman, which is the most extensive one, which is the infinite principle. And in this list, the 12th one was Akasha that we saw in the last webinar. And as we said, Akasha Upasana is the best Upasana to tune the mind towards Brahma Chaitanyam, because Akasha and Brahman are very, very similar. And after the Akasha Upasana, Akasha Brahma Upasana, now in the 13th section, next section, Sanat Kumara talks about the 13th Upasana called Smara Brahma Upasana. Let us read the sloka first. Smaro vava akashad bhuyaha tasmat yadyapi bahava asitaran nasmarantaha naivate kanchana shrunuyuhu namanviranna vijaniran yada vavate smareyuhu atashrunuyuhu atamanviran atavijaniran ஸ்மரேண வை புத்திரான் விஜானாதி ஸ்மரேண பசூன் ஸ்மரம் உபாஸ்வேதி. ஸோ ஆஃப்டர் தி ஆகாஷ பிரம்ம உபாசனா, த 13th செக்ஷன் ஸ்மர பிரம்ம உபாசனா இஸ் பீங் டாட். ஸ்மரோ பாவ ஆகாஷாத் பூயா ஸ்மரஹா. ஸ்மரஹா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்மரணம் ஆர் மெமரி. ஸோ ஹியர் ஹீ சேஸ் த மெமரி ஃபேக்கல்டி இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் டு ஈவன் ஆகாஷா. ஆகாஷாத் பூயா. வாய்? மெமரி இஸ் த பேசிக் பவர் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விச் வி ஆர் ஏபிள் டு ஐடென்டிஃபை எ திங் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ். அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் ஐடென்டிஃபையிங் எ திங், வி ரெஜிஸ்டர் தட் இன் அவர் மைண்ட். லைக் ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள், வென் ஐ டேக் த பென் ஃப்ரம் மை பாக்கெட், ஐ எம் ஏபிள் டு ஹேண்டில் அண்ட் யூஸ் த பென் பிகாஸ் இன் மை மைண்ட் ஐ எம் நாட் மியர்லி பெர்சீவிங் எ சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ் கால்டு பென். Pratyaksha Pramanam will reveal only a substance which has the physical features. It will never tell this is a pen nor what is the use of a pen. That is why when you give a pen to a baby, what the baby does? Baby has got Pratyaksha Pramana. It sees the pen. It sees the pen physically, but it does not identify it, and so it does not know how to use the pen. And when you give something to a child, what it does naturally, it puts the object in its mouth. It is the only function the child is aware of. But if you are given an object, immediately we use the object appropriately. Chandogya Upanishad, you know, book when we open, we keep it in the front, and we people when they take notes, they have their notebook on the one side, they have got the pen in this side, all that preparations they know. They do because they know what to do. So all these, even without thinking, we use appropriately. Why? Because the mind has registered, it has identified, and it knows its artha kriya karitvam. In Mimamsa terminology, this is a terminology there. Its useful function or utility is registered in the mind. And not only that, we freely use the language. I am able to communicate to you because you have remembrance of those words. Imagine you come fresh as a baby. Not even one language is known. I will not be able to do anything to communicate. That is why when we go to a new place with a different language, we all have problems. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, the very utility of an object depends on our memory. And when memory is totally gone, as in dementia, in amnesia, all that kind of things, the utility of the world is gone. And when the utility of the world is gone, it is as good as non-existent for that person. So, karya abhavat tattvam eva nasti. Tattvam here means its very existence itself is irrelevant. Therefore, the very existence of the world depends on its utility. Utility itself depends on our capacity to identify and use. Thus, memory lends existence to the world. It's actually a very beautiful concept. This is how Shankaracharya explains. Upanishad does not say all this. It merely says memory is superior to Akasha. The logical support is given by Adi Acharya, Shankaracharya, and the Upanishad continues further. Tasmat, therefore, because memory is the significant faculty and base for all the transactions, tasmat yadyapi, even if bahava asiran, many people, for example, they are all seated together in an assembly, and imagine, everyone has forgotten everything in that assembly, including who is who. So, yadyapi bahava asiran, they are all seated asiran, how? Nasmarantaha, without remembering who is who or what is what, including language. Then what happens? Naivate kanchana shrunuyuho. They will not be able to hear the other person or understand him. And so, na manviran, no question of analyzing the received information also. Only when you receive the information, analysis can happen. So, the Upanishad says, na manviran, they cannot do mananam, they cannot do shravanam, and na vijaniran. So, there is no question of knowing or understanding anything. On the other hand, yada vava te smareyuho. So now we greet each other when we see. Why? Since we remember each other, we greet each other. Else this greeting won't happen. Yada vava te smareyuho. When we remember things including language, ata shrunuyuho. They will be able to listen. Ata manviran. Then alone they will be able to think or reflect on what they hear. And ataha vijaniran, as a result of reflection, they will be able to gain the knowledge. And smaranam vai putran vijanati. Chandogya Upanishad says, parents are able to recognize or identify their children because of memory. In old age, it may go also. Many times we know, old age, people come, person is deathbed. All those who come around say, oh, do you know me? Do you understand me? Do you know, see who is that? All that. And smarena, pasun. All pasun refers to all the possessions, not just only cattle, all possessions. They are able to identify. In fact, the entire world exists only if you can identify and recognize it. And Shankaracharya says, it includes Akasha also. And therefore, Smaraha, memory, is superior to Akasha. Okay, so what? Then Skanat Mara says, Smaram Upaswa, may you meditate upon Smaraha. In Tatubodha language, it is called Chittam. Smaraha is called Chittam. That faculty may you meditate upon. Then what is the palam? For this upasana, smara upasana, that is given in the next shloka, we will read. Sayaha smaram brahmetyupaste yavat smarasya gatam tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati yasmaram brahmetyupaste testi bhagavaha smarat bhuya iti smarat bhavabhuyostiti tanme bhagavan bravitviti. As we press the, for example, when you write something or have got some file in the computer, by mistake you press the delete button. What happens? Everything goes away. Similarly, in our brain also, it is all nerve connections only. But don't worry, it will be there for us, so long as we have got memory intact. So, yahas smaram brahma iti upaste. One who meditates upon memory as Brahman, yavat smarasya gatam tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati. All these terms, yatra, the tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati, those terms and all are already familiar to you because we have already seen so many upasanas. So, as a result of the Sakama Upasana, he will go to various lokas, as extensive as what? As Smaraha. Then Narada asks the question, Asti Bhagavaha Smarad Bhuyaha Iti. Is there something superior to Smaraha? And Sanat Kumara says, yes, there is, and I shall teach you that in the next section. So, thus we have covered many Upasanas so far. 13 of them are covered. Now we are going to enter into the 14th Upasana. This is the penultimate Upasana. There are totally 15 Upasanas, as I said earlier. And this is the last but one. We will read. Ashava vasmarad bhuyasti bhuyasi asheddho vaismaraha mantranadhite karmani kurute putragascha pashugascha icchate Imancha lokam amuncha icchate asham upasveti. So what is the next superior one to memory? Sanat Kumara says, asha vava smarat bhuyaha. Asha. Asha means kama, desire, liking, admiration, all that. Something that we value. So this asha is superior to even memory. And at every stage, the Upanishad does not justify. Remember, it is Shankaracharya's task to give the reason, as the commentator. He says, the reason is what? In any situation, whatever we value, we love, then alone it gets registered in our mind. Here Shankaracharya says, memory is dependent on one's value towards any object. Therefore, asha, that is, the like or value is superior even to memory. Because asha is karanam and memory is karyam. And asheddho vai smaraha. A person who has got the desire for something or anything for that matter, mantra adhite, karmani kurute. He has got value for a particular Veda mantra, for other scriptures, Gita, and or any text for that matter. He is able to study those texts, even remember them. Therefore, smaraha, one who has the capacity to remember because of asha, iddaha. Iddaha means kindled by desire. Have asha iddaha, having developed memory power, kindled by desire, in that memory power, there is not general or uniform, actually the memory power. You will find that in particular fields, we have got a greater memory power than in others. Why? We have no value for others. Mantra adhite. One learns even Veda mantras. And he does karma. Karmani kurute. Therefore, karma depends on memory. Memory depends on asha. And putra gischa, pashu gischa, icchate. Through total karma, he desires to accomplish various goals in life. Like what? He wants to get married, get children, house, health, good job, all that. So, the accomplishment of goals depends on what? Depends on, again, karma. And karma depends on the remembrance of those Veda portions, which depends on desire. Not only that, imam cha lokanam amum cha icchate. He desires ihaloka phalam as well as paraloka phalam also. All of them ultimately are based on what? Kamaha. Basic drive for all desires, asha. Therefore, asham upasva. May you meditate upon icha shakti. Asha, we can call it icha shakti as the most extensive power or principle. Okay, what is the palam for this upasana? That is the question given in the next shloka. Saya asham brahmetyupaste asayasya sarve kamaha samridhyanti amogahi asyam asisho bhavanti yavadashaya gatham tatrasya yata kamacharo bhavati ఆశాం బ్రహ్మేత్యుపాస్తే అస్తి భగవ ఆశాయా భూయ ఇతి ఆశాయా భావ భూయోస్థితి తన్మే భగవాన్ బ్రవీత్వితి. నార్మలీ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ద టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ కామ ఆర్ డిజైర్ కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆస్ అన్ ఆబ్స్టకల్ ఆర్ ఎనిమీ టు మోక్ష. ఇన్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ ది శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత ఆల్సో వి ఫైండ్ కామ ఏష క్రోధ ఏష రజోగుణ సముద్భవ మహాశనో మహాపాప్మా విద్యేణ మిహ వైరిణం. థర్డ్ చాప్టర్. డిజైర్ ఈజ్ ది రూట్ కాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఈవిల్స్. ఇట్స్ అ పాపులర్ ప్రావర్బ్. అండ్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ అగెయిన్ ప్రజహాది యదా కామాన్ సర్వాన్ పార్థ మనోగతాన్. జనరలీ కామా ఈజ్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్ యాజ్ అ డిసీజ్ an enemy, as samsara bijam, the very seed for samsara. But this is not an absolute view. Kama has got a very important positive side also. We should balance that view with this right understanding. Kama is a unique blessing called Iccha Shakti, available only to whom? To only human beings. All other animals and all, they function based on their reflexes. If there is one faculty which makes human beings superior to animals, desire is one of the most important faculties. That is why we see the positive side of kama. Jnana Shakti and Kriya Shakti will be operational only if Iccha Shakti is there. If there is no desire to learn something, what is the use of the brain even? For either material knowledge or even spiritual knowledge, for any of them, what is required? Atato బ్రహ్మజిజ్ఞాస. ద ఫస్ట్ సూత్ర ఇన్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర ఇస్ వాట్ అథాతో బ్రహ్మజిజ్ఞాస. నౌ బిగిన్స్ ద డిజైర్ ఫార్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం. సో ఇఫ్ డిజైర్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్, జ్ఞానశక్తి ఆర్ క్రియాశక్తి ఈస్ యూస్లెస్. ఈవెన్ శాస్త్రాస్ ఆర్ యూస్లెస్ ఫార్ దాట్ మ్యాటర్, బికాస్ నో వన్ విల్ స్టడీ ద శాస్త్ర, నో డిజైర్. ఆల్ ది ఫోర్ పురుషార్థాస్ ధర్మ అర్థ కామ మోక్ష, దే ఆల్ విల్ బికమ్ ఇర్రెలవెంట్. వై? No one will have desire for dharma, artha, kama or moksha. Therefore, iccha by itself is never an evil. Iccha polluted by avidya or ignorance, that is the problem. It is a bondage. Minus the contamination of avidya or ignorance, desire is a blessing. In Panchadashi, Vidyaranya says, may you have crores of desires without the avidya pollution. It is a blessing to the world. All the acharyas wrote commentaries because they wanted to bless the world. Loka sangrahame roga sangrahame vapim sampashyan, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. So it too was a desire only. And even Lord has got the desire to create the world, to take avatar and all that. In Taittiriya we saw, so kamayata bahusyam praja yeyeti. So this upasana is very important upasana where we see kama as sacred. Kama, desire as sacred, noble and a unique privilege particularly for human beings. And we are grateful to the Lord for blessing us with Iccha Shakti that fuels us to go forward. Therefore, may you meditate upon Iccha Shakti as Brahman, Brahman itself. So it is kama Brahma upasana. And the one who practices this upasana, of course, he will get the material result if it is a sakama upasana. That is the same idea given here. Asham brahmetyupaste ashayasya sarve kamaha samridhyanti. This person will have nobler desires which will be blessing for the world. And not only he will have healthy desires, all his desires will be fulfilled also. Sarve kamaha samridhyanti. All his desires, goals, they will all be accomplished. And amogaha hi asyam asishaha bhavanti. He will become a satya kama. He will become a satya sankalpa. All his wishes will become fruitful. Amoga means they will never become obstructed. They will never become futile. Amoga hi asisho bhavanti. So asishaha means asaha. And this is the phalam, the loka phalam, ihaloka phalam, while living in the world. And after that death, he will reach what? Those lokas which are extensive as extensive as Asha is. Then Narada asked the question, is there something which is more extensive than Asha? So now you would have lost track actually, because we started with what? Nama Brahma Upasana. And now Asha Brahma Upasana. So Namadhi Ashantam, from Nama we have come to Asha, the 14th Upasana. Now we will enter into the 15th Upasana and the final one in the series of Upasanas at the 7th chapter. Prano vava ashaya bhuyan yathava aranabhau samarpitaha evamasmin prane sarvam samarpitam pranaha pranena yati prana pranam dadati pranaya dadati prano hapita prano mata prano bhrata prana swasa prana acharyaha prano brahmanaha. The 15th and the final upasana in this series, just before Brahman, is this is the penultimate one, is pranaha, which is called Hiranyagarbha at the macro level. Now we have come to Hiranyagarbha Brahma upasana, which is in the form of the sacred life principle, prana shakti in all living beings. So it is the force in all living beings, behind the universe also, which maintains the harmony, the law and order of the whole cosmic system, because of which alone the universe is alive. It does not disintegrate. And therefore, Sanat Kumara says, prana shakti, the harmonizing forces in the universe and the life force in the living beings, that is superior even to Asha. In fact, Asha is possible only if you are alive. A dead body cannot have any Asha at all, no Icha. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, pranaha vava, prana shakti, the life force in the individual, Ashaya bhuyan, is superior even to Asha. And that is why in Brahma Sutra also, there is a discussion among all the organs, which is the most important one. Pancha Jnanendriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, Chatwari Antakaranani, and Prana, Pancha Pranaha, all of these, which one is the basic one, was the charcha among them. And Vyasacharya establishes that Prana is the basic one, because of which all of them are alive. And only if they are there, you can think of any further transaction. So life is needed. So if there is a threat to that life, there is a threat to health and even to live. It is the basic tattvam. Therefore, pranaha vava ashayaha bhuyan. And yathava araha nabhau samarpita. Just as the spokes of a wheel are connected to the central hub or axle, that is called nabhi, central part of the wheel. And the spokes alone, they sustain the outer rim, which is able to remain in shape and to move about only because of the spokes. And the spokes are there because of what? Because of the nabhi, the central axle. Minus the nabhi, the spokes are gone. And without that, the outside rim itself cannot survive. Similarly, he says, just as araha, araha means the spokes, nabhav, upon the hub of the wheel, samarpitaha, spokes are supported by the nabhi. We saw this actually in the Mundaka Upanishad, the same comparison in the second section, second chapter, mantra 6. Ara iva ratha nabhav samhata yatra nadyaha sa yesho yesho antascharate bahudha jaya manaha. We saw this shloka earlier in Mundaka Upanishad. Evam, in this manner, asmin prane sarvagam samarpitam, the entire prapancha is supported in Karana Hiranyagarbha. If you remember Tattvabodha again, from Ishvara the Hiranyagarbha came. Ishvara is what? Is the Samashti Karana Shariram is Ishvara. And Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Sukshma Shariram. And from Hiranyagarbha alone, all the other things originated. These are all just to refresh from Tattvabodha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is Karanam for the entire macro universe called Virat or Vishwarupa. And therefore he says, Sarvam, entire Stula Prapancha Sarvam, is supported by what? Is supported by or is based on Prane, the Pranatattvam only. So the whole creation is nothing but Pranatattvam, with names and forms, Nama and Rupa. And therefore he says, Sarvam Pranamayam Jagate. Why? Karanatvat, it is the cause. Pranaha Pranena Yati. Prana is able to function because of its own power. Whereas the world is able to function because of Prana. Prana is able to function because of its own power. So this is said to show that Prana is Swatantaram or independent, whereas everything else is dependent on Prana. For example, you take the example of the individual itself. Prana can function even if the sense organs are not functioning. How to prove this? During Sushupti Avastha, all the Jnanendriyas, Karmendriyas, they all dissolve. Manaha, emotions, they dissolve. Buddhi, thinking faculty, that dissolves. Even ego, the ahankara, that dissolves. Chittam, memory power, that also dissolves during Sushupti. So in Sushupti, even when everything else is dissolves, what continues to be active? Prana Shakti, Prana continues. What is the proof? Big question. If Prana had gone, resolved into Sushupti, we would not get up. Not only that, people would dispose us of also. So when everything else is resolved, Prana continues to function. That means what? Prana is independent of all others. But we cannot say, let Prana go away, let all other organs function. So Pranaha Swatantraha Sarvam Anyat Paratantram. Or Pranaha Karanam Sarvam Anyat Karyam. All others are Karyam. Therefore, Prana is the greatest one. And in Chandogya Upanishad, and actually in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, we are going to see it later, we have got a story also for this. Hope you remember. To find who is the greatest among them, the organs all, they agree on an arrangement. For 1 year, this story we have already seen, so just only refreshing. So for 1 year, each organ will go away and then they will come back. So first the eyes go away, the person becomes what? Blind. But he doesn't die, he survives. Then ears go away, he became deaf, still he survives. So each organ goes away, still the person survives. Thereafter, Prana says, I will also go away. It does not really go away, but it only says it will and withdraws a bit only. Then all the organs, they became weaker. In Prashnopanishad, this story is there. We have seen that also. In Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka also, this story comes. And thereafter, all the organs join together and give a big stuti, glory of Prana. Hope you may remember all these portions. And so Sanat Kumara says, Prana is everything. Pranaha yati. The prana functions. Pranena, by itself. It functions by itself. Not because of any other organ. Pranaha pranam dadati. Prana alone gives prana. The idea is what? The giver is prana. The receiver also is pranaha. Sarvam pranamayam jagate. To emphasize that, Sanat Kumara says, what he says, Pranaha dadati. Pranada, pranaha is the giver, subject. So pranaha is the giver, pranam dadati. Prana here is object that is given. So for example, in our class also, I am able to speak because of what? Prana. And you are able to hear because of what again? Prana. So pranoha pita. Prana is father. Prana is mother. That means what? Father continues to be father because of prana. But the moment prana goes away, we change even the language to describe. Similarly, mother is mother because of prana. And if the mother and father enjoy any reverence, again, it is because of prana only. The moment prana goes away, actually, in Bhajagovindam, Shankaracharya puts a nice shloka. Yavat pavano nivashati dehem, tavat prichati kushalam gehe. Gatavati vayo deha apayem bharya bhipyati tasmin kaye. As long as the prana is there, one has respect for the body. The moment prana goes away, Even the dearest husband or wife thinks of what? How to dispose of the body earlier. Bharya bibhyati. She is fried. The person with whom they were clearly living for so many years dearly. Husband or wife. That is what the dear one is. That means what? Applying anvayam vetireka. Logic. When prana is there, body is loved. If prana is not there, body is disposed. So you love what? You love the prana only. Therefore, prano mata, prano brata, pranaha swasa. Brata, brother, swasa means dear sister. All dear relatives, mata, pita, sister, brother, all of them. Pranaha, acharyaha. Revered teacher also is prana. And prano, brahmana. Revered brahmanas also. Brahmana means he is not the caste, a cultured, a learned person. All of them enjoy that status because of prana only. And in Chandogya itself, another story is there. We don't have to go into the story part. There it is said, a person is judged as good or bad based on the jnanendriyas and karmendriyas. The indriyas can be good or bad based on that type of activity. But as far as prana is concerned, there is no question of good prana or bad prana. Life is always sacred to everyone. When you talk about a criminal, the criminality belongs to only his thoughts and actions. His prana by itself does not have any pollution. Therefore, it is jeshtancha, sreshtancha. We already saw that. Shastra has talked about all that about prana. So all of them we have to remember here. Thus prana is unpollutable. It is sacred. Continuing, section 15, mantra 2. Sayadi pitaram va mataram va bhrataram va swasaram va acharyam va brahmanam va kinchit brashamiva pratyaham dhiktva astritim eva yena mahuhu pitriha vai tvamasi Matriha vaitvamasi, swasriha vaitvamasi, acharyaha vaitvamasi, brahmanaha vaitvamasi. The glory of prana is pointed out in this shloka. So when we respect our parents, etc., the respect really goes to the prana only and vice versa. If you show disrespect to any one of them, like father, mother, any of them, then it is like disrespecting the very prana tattvam, which means is as good as killing them. How strongly you put Upanishad puts. And therefore the Upanishad says, Saha, yadi pitaram va mataram va brataram va swasaram va acharyam va brahmanam va. To any of these people, mata, pita, pratha, swasa, the sister, acharya, brahmana, Brisham eva pratyaha. Suppose one talks little bit rudely, need not do anything, just rude talking alone. Shastra says, even a little bit rudely if somebody talks, brisham means rudely, to any one of them, that is pita, mata, brata, swasa, acharya, brahmana, any of them, diktva astu iti eva yenam ahuhu. Immediately all the elders, they scold that person who talks rudely. By talking rudely, you are killing them. That is how they say. Somebody talks rudely to the mother, father, parents, brother, sister, anybody. By talking rudely, you are killing them. Disrespecting them is like disrespecting the prana. Prana is the life principle. It is like hurting or killing prana. Thus they say, indicating that their essential nature and respectability belongs to the prana tattvam only. Therefore, the Upanishad says, yenam ahuhu. See how much values are taught by the Upanishads. How to treat our own dear ones, acharyas, our gurus, and our own relatives. All the others, the people all will, yenam ahuhu. All others will reprimand that person, scold him. Whom? The one who talks rudely to the other members. How the elders scold them. Diktva astu iti. Shame upon you. That is how they scold him. Shame upon you. You are using such words, harsh words. Because of using such words, you are really killing them. Therefore, pitruha vai tvam asi. Ha means killing. You are murdering, you are destroying your father by using these rude words. Similarly, others also, matraha and all that. The idea is, prana is the essence in all of them. Continuing, mantra 3 of section 15. Atayadyapyenanam utkranta prananam shulena samasam pedishandahet na eva enam bruyuho pitrihasiti na matrihasiti na bratrihasiti na swastrihasiti na acharyahasiti na brahmanahasiti. So Sanat Kumara says, suppose the prana has left the body. Atha, on the other hand, to indicate the contrast, the vetireka, that is the vetireka nyaya, so is now anvaya, vetireka nyaya is brought here. So utkranta prana, once the prana has left any of the six members, father, mother and all that, any other, then even the physical body is not treated that respectfully at all. Previously, we did not talk about physical mishandling. Just a few impolite words were considered disrespectful. But now, even if the body is physically handled in an impolite manner, then no one says anything, as they don't say anything as disrespect there. In fact, when the person is alive, suppose it is hot summer and I forget to switch on the fan or AC, we profusely apologize. Even that heat to body is viewed as painful. But now, after the prana is gone, the very physical body is going to be what? Is going to be lit with fire. We said summer heat should not make body suffer. But for that body, sakshat agni dahanam is done. And before dahanam, the physical body is handled in different ways in different communities. And different occasions, the body may be handled differently. But no one will consider it as disrespect. The words handling, that means what? Burning it, all that. Before that, when the body, when it handles, actually Chandogya Upanishad imagines a worst condition. What did I say? Suppose there are so many dead bodies because of some violent accident like tsunami, earthquake and all that thing. And several bodies have to be handled. Means what? A person uses a sharp instrument either to bring the bodies together or separate them. And even when such actions are done, no one considers it as disrespectful. Therefore, the Upanishad takes an extreme case. What does it say? Chulena samasam. Chula means a spear or a sharp object, instrument, used to handle dead bodies in all those cremation grounds in those places, in certain contexts. And samasam means piling the body together, they pile them together because major accident or earthquake, some of them happened. And Veti Shandahet means Veti, separating the bodies. So when one uses a sharp instrument, either for piling or separating the dead bodies, all for what purpose? For burning the bodies. Shandahet means Shandahet, burn the bodies. So even when such activities go on, no one says, you are impolite. The prana makes all the difference. Prana alone. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, enam naiva bruyuho. When such statement is given to the body, naiva bruyuho. The elders never reprimand or scold the person then. And at that time, they do not consider it as disrespect. And they do not use the words pitriha, matriha and all that thing. So in the last mantra, it was said putriha and all that thing which we just read. They criticized saying, you are a killer earlier. Now they do not use such expressions at all. Na bruyuhum pitrihasiti. Ha means killer. So derived from the root hun. So to kill. So pitram hanti iti pitriha. Mataram hanti is matriha. Such words are not used. Therefore what? Real respect goes only to prana. Even though it is said in the Upanishad, even in our own body, when the nail or hair is associated with the live body, it gets great respect. In fact, there is a shloka in Hitopadesha, very interesting shloka. Raja kulavadu kulavadur vipraha mantirinascha payodharaha sthana brashtaha na shobante dantaha kesha nara nakaha. There are some things which deserve respect only when they are in the appropriate place. And what are they? If you look at the second line, dantaha. Dantaha means the teeth. As long as the teeth are inside the mouth, we brush it, we do all kinds of treatments like polish. Some people even put gold teeth, all that. But the moment the teeth comes out, it is asaucham. If you touch it, you have to take bath. Similarly, nakaha, the nails also. As long as the nail is associated with prana, the live body, what do? Pedicure, manicure, all kinds of things. But the moment nail is cut, according to Dharma Shastra, one has to do snanam, even if you touch it. And similarly, keshaha, as long as it is in the head. Many industries survive because of our love for hair. One small gray hair is enough. But the moment hair is removed, it is ashaucham. And prana sambandhe, even they get respect, once sambandha is gone with prana, they don't get any respect. In that shloka, the fourth one is naraha, if you see. All this teeth and the nail and all that thing. But here, naraha. Naraha means human beings. Even human beings have respect only as long as they occupy some power or position. The moment they retire, even at home, one can see the difference. So prana is great. Continuing mantra 4, section 15. Prana heva yetani sarvani bhavati sava yesha evam pashyan evam manvanaha evam vijanan ativadi bhavati tam ched bruyuhum ativadya siti ativasya smiti bruyat na apaknupita. So from the Anvaya Vetireka arguments, we know that prana is the essence of all living beings. It is the very atma of all beings in the relative sense of the term, not absolute paramarthika atma, but we are the relative term. And that is why prana is meditated upon as Hiranyagarbha tattvam. Hiranyagarbha being the creator, the sustainer, the resolver. And the one who is all-pervading, that is called Sutra Atma. We have seen this term earlier also, Sutra Atma. Sutra means the thread. Just as one thread sews all the beads of a mala, garland together, the moment the thread goes away, the beads all get dismantled. No more mala it is. The very universe survives as a universe only because of the Sutra Atma, the Prana Shakti. The moment it goes away, the universe cannot survive. Therefore, pranaha evam idam sarvam. Pranohi evam etani sarvani bhavati. Even in the temple, before a stone becomes a Bhagavan, it's just only a stone, it just became Bhagavan, and the stone is honored, respected. What do they do in the temple? What word they use? Prana pratishta. We do not use the word Atma pratishta there. Again, use Anvaya Vyatireka logic again. Before Prana pratishta, it is only a piece of sculptured rock. No one prostrates or worship or do abhishekam to that rock. But the moment prana pratishta is done, it becomes a great temple. But the stone gets so much of chaitanyam, sannidhyam, because of what? Prana pratishta, avahito bhava, stapito bhava, sannidhito, all that thing. So the prayer for prana shakti, paranaha, the para prana shakti, that is invoked. Even Bhagavan is Bhagavan in the relative sense only after prana pratishta. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, pranaha hi eva, that all-pervading pranatattvam alone, etani sarvani bhavati, in the form of all the lovable, respectable beings. So whoever understands this prana and practices this prana upasana, he is the greatest upasaka, compared to nama upasaka, vak upasaka, mana upasaka, sankalpa upasaka, chitta upasaka, dhyana upasaka, vijnana upasaka, all those 40 upasanas that we saw earlier. So prana jnani and prana upasaka and prana vadi, the one, all these are same synonyms. The one who talks about the glory of prana is greatest. And Upanishad gives him a special title also, which itself what? which is not given to the previous 14 Upasakas. It is given only to the Prana Upasaka. What is the title? Ativadi. He is superior jnani, superior Upasaka, superior speaker. Vadi means speaker. Ativadi means superior speaker. So this Prana Upasaka is called Ativadi because he is the speaker of the superior Prana. Now the adjective superior belongs to what? To the Prana. Since he is talking about the superior Prana, he is called superior speaker, not because he is speaker. So this is called Karmadharaya Samasa. It's another thing. So it is Shashti Tatpurusha Samasa. So superior speaker means what? He is the speaker of the superior Prana. So Saha Vam Yesha Evam Pashyan. That person who appreciates this fact, which fact? The glory of Prana in his own body and in every body. And also has the knowledge that there is only one prana shakti, which pervades all living beings, as Hiranyagarbha Tattvam. Now they talk about all this pranic healing and all, so many things have come now. They also say the concentrated pranic energy is available in Surya Devata. That is why in our culture, Surya Namaskara, that mantra is considered very sacred. Our prana shakti is supposed to increase because we look upon Surya as the center of life force or life energy. So much is talked about prana. All these glories, Pashyan, whomsoever appreciates. How does he do that? Manvanaha, after thoroughly studying the glory of prana. In fact, Upanishads talk about prana upasana in Prashna Upanishad. We also in Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishads also. Evam Vijnanam. So after thoroughly gaining conviction, the one who has studied the glory of prana, so Vijnanam means nischayana jnanam, that jnanam. So Pashyan appreciates. So Saham Ativadi Bhavati. He will keep on talking about prana. Ativadi, he is an Ativadi. So Atita Pranavadi, Ativadi. So he is such a person. Not only that, the Upanishad says, if anyone gives him the title Ativadi, Prana Upasaka, he need not have to hesitate to receive this glory. He really deserves it. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, Saha Bruyat, the Prana Upasaka can unreservedly claim, yes, that title I deserve. He can declare what? Ativadi Asmi. I am Ativadi. It is not arrogance, but it is wisdom. As Aham Brahmasmi is wisdom, owning up Brahman is wisdom. And if he declines or refuses this title, it is a disrespect. For what? For prana. So the Upanishad says, Na apaknuvita, let him not negate or decline that title. The essence is what? Prana is the greatest truth. So with this, what happens now? And the 15th section is over. The series of upasanas also is over. And here prana is introduced as Sakshat Atma itself. And all the glories of Atma have been given to prana itself. So when this much is said, in fact, Narada is happy. And he thinks the teaching is over. Actually, he has falsely concluded. That is, the ultimate reality is prana. That is how he concluded. The real Atma of everyone is prana. He concluded that when prana goes, Atma goes, and prana is the essence of the entire universe. That is what he concluded. So whatever be the description of Atma, that has been taken as prana, and Narada was absolutely satisfied and was about to do namaskara to his guru Sanat Kumara and leave. How do we know Narada is satisfied? Because in all the previous sections, what happened? He asked the question at the end of a teaching, is there something superior? And Sanat Kumara used to say, yes, there is something superior, and continue the teaching. Now that Narada is fully satisfied after prana upasana, he did not ask for anything superior to that. That means Narada wants what? He now is ready to recite Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Therefore, now it is Sanat Kumara's responsibility to tell Narada, come to the next class. So even though Narada does not ask further, Sanat Kumara voluntarily decides to teach him. This shows that if the student is a deserving student, Even if he does not know how to ask the appropriate question, the teacher must teach him. What is the general rule? General rule is what? Do not teach unless you are asked. That is the rule. Now, an exceptional rule is given. And what is that? Even if the student does not ask, if he deserves the teaching, the teacher, if he knows, must voluntarily teach. Therefore, Sanat Kumara voluntarily teaches real Atma in the next section. Now, we will enter the Vedantic portion. For that, an introduction is given in the next section. We will read. Chapter 7, Section 16. Yesha tuva ativadati, yaha satyena ativadati, soham bhagavaha, satyena ativadaniti, satyatveva vijignasitavyamiti, satyam bhagavo vijignasayiti. So, Sanat Kumara addresses Narada. Note how he addresses. Yesha tuva adivadi, adivadati. Two, however are really speaking. So in fact, really speaking, two means, yaha satyena ativadati, whoever talks about jagat karanam brahma, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, that brahmavadi alone is real ativadi, not pranavadi. Previously, what did we say? Hiranyagarbhavadi is ativadi. So vadi means the one who knows and talks about, the speaker. We can translate vadi as jnani. So previously it was said Hiranyagarbha Jnani is Ativadi. Here Sanat Kumara says, in fact, you know, Satya Jnana Ananta Brahmavadi alone is real Ativadi. That means what? The previous Ativadi is a pseudo Ativadi and Apekshika Ativadi. So the Brahmavadi alone is Atyantika Ativadi. Therefore Sanat Kumara says, Yeshaha. Brahmajnani, what Brahman? Nirguna Brahman, Nirguna Brahmajnani. Hiranyagarbha is Sagunam Brahma. So Sagunam Brahmajnani is relative Ativadi. Nirguna Brahmajnani alone is the absolute Ativadi. So Yeshaha means here Brahmajnani, who will be talked about in the following sections. The one to be discussed in the ensuing mantras, why he is called real Ativadi? Because Satyena Ativadati, Nirgunam Brahman alone is Satyam. Therefore, what is the statement here? Nirguna Brahmavadi alone is Satyavadi and Satyavadi alone is Ativadi. Or if you replace the word Vadi by Jnani, we can say Nirguna Brahma Jnani alone is Satyajnani, who alone can be called Ativadi. So, Yaham Satyena Ativadati. And from this we get another message also. By saying Nirguna Brahma Jnani, Brahmavadi alone is Satyavadi, Sanat Kumara wants to say Nirguna Brahma alone is Satyam. Okay. Once you say Nirguna Brahma alone is Satyam, it is like introducing now two people. There is a Saguna Brahma and Nirguna Brahma. And Nirguna Brahma alone is Satyam. Suppose the mother introduces two children and says, this boy studies well. What does it mean? The other boy will feel bad because it indicates that he is not studying well. That means other is not as good. Similarly, by saying Nirguna Brahma is Satyam, indirectly, Sanat Kumara says all the previous 15 items are Mithya, Upasanas. In one sweep, all of them are dismissed. Prana is Mithya, Asha is Mithya, Smaraha, Akasha, Vayu, Agni, all are Mithya. Brahman alone is Satyam. That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad also, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam Brahma. So this Brahmavadi is Satyavadi. And the moment this was said, Narada's curiosity got aroused. Because he is now only an Apekshika Ativadi. He is only Pranavadi only so far. Now Narada wants to become Atyantika Satyavadi, a real Ativadi. Therefore, who says this? Yeshatuva Ativadati. Sanat Kumara Uvacha actually. Then Narada Uvacha, what he says? He Bhagavaha Soham. Now I am really interested. Satyenam Adivadaniti. To be speaker of Nirgunam Brahman, I have no more interest to talk about Prana at all. He wants to talk about Nirgunam Brahma, the real Satyam. Therefore, he says, Ati Vadhani. So, let me be a real Ativadi. And Sanat Kumara gives the answer. What does he say? Satyam tu evam. So, Vijignasitavyam. Narada, wonderful. Now you have got the real desire to know Satyam Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, if you want to be real Ativadi, Satya Brahma Vadi, better you know what is Satyam Brahma. Therefore, Sanat Kumara says, Satyam Tu Eva. The Nirgunam Satyam Jnana Manantam Brahma alone is Vijignasitavyam, should be really desired by all the seekers. It is Iti Sanat Kumaraha Vacha. That's what she said. And for that, Narada is giving his reply, Narada Vacha. And what does he say? He Bhagavaham Satyam Vijignate. Now I have a desire to know the Satyam Brahma. Atato Brahma Jignasa. For that, Sanat Kumara will come with the reply in the next section. Hereafter, each section will have only one mantra. Therefore, with this one mantra, section 16 is over. Now we will enter section 17. We will read. Yada vai vijanati atha satyam vadati na vijanan satyam vadati vijanan neva satyam vadati vijnanam tvevam vijignasitavyamithi vijnanam bhagavo vijignasayithi. So in the following sections, through a dialogue between Sanat Kumara and Narada, it shows that a seeker should go through several stages to become the real Ativadi. So what is the aim of Narada? To become the real Ativadi. Further, he has to go through several stages. And all those stages are going to be mentioned in the following sections. So following sections are what? Then they are all sadhana sections. And Brahman definition will come later only. So now I will briefly mention what are the stages of sadhana talked about here. And in this, the Upanishad goes from higher stage to next to lower stage and so on. And to come to that stage, one should come to the next lower stage. So from higher to lower. It is like the five stages of bhakti in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. For Nirguna Upasana, Vishwarupa Upasana is required. For that, Ekarupa Upasana is required. So all these we discuss in those times. And for that, Karma Yoga is required. So similarly, various stages are going to come. So first, let us mention the stages. To become Ativadi, what is required? Satyavadaha is required. Which means what? Talking about Satyam Brahma is required. If I should become superior talker, so Brahman talker is the superior talker. Then the next question is what? So Satyavadaha. Then the next question is to become Satyavadi. And what is required for that? He says Satya Vijnanam is required. Logical. Because I can talk about Brahman when? Only when I know Brahman. Therefore, Satyavadaha I require, Satya Vijnanam I require. So, this is the next lower stage. Satyavadaha to Satya Vijnanam. Then the next question is, how to get Satya Vijnanam? Sanat Kumara says, one needs Satya Mananam. Enquiry into Satyam Brahma. It will lead to knowledge. Knowledge leads to talking about the truth. So, this Satya Mananam is called Matihi in this shloka in Chandogya Upanishad. So, from Vijnanam, the next lower stage is Matihi. Matihi is inquiry. Inquiry into what? If Brahma Jnanam is required, we had to inquire into the Shastra Pramanam, the Upanishad Pramanam, because Upanishad alone talks about Brahman. Further, what is required? He says Shraddha, faith in Shastram is required, the Guru. So, Matihi requires Shraddha. Guru, Vedanta Vakyadishum Vishwasaha Shraddha. We saw it in Tathubodha. To get Shraddha, the Upanishad says Nishta is required. What is Nishta? Shankaracharya says Guru Shastra Seva Asushrusha. You have to serve both of them, Guru and Shastra. The more you serve, more one develops Shraddha and Bhakti. That is why Bhagavad Gita Krishna said Tadviddhim Pranipatenam Pariprashnena Sevaya. Seva means Sushrusha or service. And service done to Shastra is what? Is Parayanam. So even if one does not know the meaning, my reverence increases with chanting Parayanam. And Guru Seva or Guru Sushrushas will lead to Shraddha, which will lead to inquiry into knowledge, to talking to Ativadi status. So it is Jivan Mukti only. Then the next question is, to do Shushrusha, what is required? Then the Upanishad says, Kritihi. Kritihi means commitment and integration of the personality. Ekagrata. Ekagrata, Indriyam, Samyamaha. Indriya Samyam. So all these things are required. So Shankaracharya's commentary says all that, because if a Shishya decides to do Gurukula Vasa, to stay there, to serve the Guru and to learn the various Shastras, he needs what? He needs commitment and integration. A mind which cannot remain steady, cannot delve on the teachings and assimilate. It requires Samadhi Shatka Sampattihi, Shama, Dhamma, Uparama, all that, Titiksha, Shraddha, Samadhana, we saw all of them. So Kritihi. So Sanat Kumara says, if one has to go through so much preparation, it is possible in only one condition. He must know that to become Ativadi is to gain infinite Ananda. Therefore, what is the last stage? Ananda Prapti Jnanam, Sukha Jnanam. These are all going to be said in the next each section. For each stage, one section will come. Now, coming to the 17th section, the shloka that we read just now, he says, with this we'll conclude. Yada vai vijanati, only when one gets Brahma Vijnanam or Satya Vijnanam, atha, then only Satyam Vadati, he becomes Satyavadi, and then Ativadi. And na vijanan Satyam Vadati, without knowing Satyam Brahma, he cannot talk about Satyam Brahma at all. Na vijanan Satyam Vadati. So how do we connect it now? Na vijanan Satyam na Vadati. Na should be connected with Vadati. So on the other hand, so vijanan eva Satyam Vadati. Only after jnanam one can talk about Brahman. All these are whose words? Sanat Kumara's words. We should not forget the sequence. The Sanat Kumara says, Vijnanam tu evam vijignasitavyam. Therefore, Narada, first may you seek Brahma Jnanam. So, Vijnanam tu eva. Here, Vijnanam means Brahma Vijnanam or Satya Vijnanam. Words Satyam and Brahman are synonymous here. So, Vijnanam tu evam vijignasitavyam should be sought after. The moment Sanat Kumara said this, what did Narada say? Okay, now I am interested in Brahma Jnanam. He says, Hey Bhagavaha, O Lord, up to iti is Sanat Kumara Uvacha. Now Narada Uvacha. What he says? Hey Bhagavaha, O Lord, Lord Satya Sanat Kumara, Vijnanam Vijignase. I am desirous of Brahma Vijnanam. And what does Sanat Kumara says? Section 8 will give the answer in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwarah. Shri Krishna arpanamastu.